Hey, JB.
What's up?
Don't stop.
Keep pouring?
Keep pouring, my friend.
The cows.
I collaborated with you on those billboards and shit. This is how you treat me?
The cows. Did I ever tell you a story? When I was in college, I passed by the Chick-fil-A in USC, and I had the windows rolled down, and I think I was going to work. I think I just left class or whatever. I was going to work, and fucking cow threw a chicken sandwich in my fucking window and shit.
Thank you?
Yeah.
Maybe?
That shit landed right in the passenger seat perfectly, too. I was just like, oh. That was the first time I ever had Chick-fil-A, by the way, people.
That's crazy. That's fucking nuts. Yeah, you talking about introduction. Shit.
I think it was like a... It might have been like a morning one too. I think it was like still like morning time, like 11 a.m. or something like that. It was like a morning breakfast one or whatever. And I remember when that cow threw that shit in my window and it gave me the thumbs up, whatever. I almost said, "You mother." Well, I mean, you know, go ahead and unwrap that bad boy. Oh, I've been looking for that cow for 20 years now, Cody. Can't find him.
Can't find him.
I want to thank that cow.
One of these days.
Yeah. Yeah, it's funny you said it'd be like Chick-fil-A selling burgers. It's like Chick-fil-A opened on a Sunday, you know?
Mm-hmm. Or that.
Yeah, it's like they moved on from God and went to Scientology and was like, fuck that. We all about making that money now, baby.
Chick-fil-A going corporate.
Yeah, shit, I can see that, yeah. God.
I can see that, too. Back to money, baby.
In and out is like, we believe in God, but we're going to be open, bitch. Imagine working.
Okay, that's nice.
Trying to work for In and Out and trying to take a day off on Sunday, be like, well, I got to go to church today. And you imagine look like, mm-hmm.
You can go to church here.
The church of these burgers.
Yeah, I mean, some goddamn fries, but to cut the motherfuckers.
Better get in that kitchen and pray. Hey, you know what he does? He put a cross on the door for him. Be like, there you go.
There you go.
Get to praying now.
Elmer glues that shit to the door.
Locks his ass in there and be like, oh yeah, you in there for 4 hours then. Worship him. Worship him and stick the food to this slot right here.
Yep.
Throw his holy water on him and shit and just beating on him and shit. That's why they always happy over there and shit. They'd be like twitching and shit, like they'd be like, hey, welcome to In-N-Out. How can I take your order today? Whatever.
You ever wonder how they make those shakes? They just put it in their hands. So they're so fucking afraid. They're just
shaking and shit.
Here you go.
You know what we should do is a skit. Now we'll end up going to hell. Most doubtly, or whatever.
Ooh, anyway.
We should go apply there and tell them we Scientologists. Yeah, that work out for them.
Fuck it. Yeah. I'm down for that little experiment.
Sit down in the interview room, whatever, wear your Meta glasses on or whatever and shit, and just be like, yeah. Of course, they'd be like, now we're a God-loving family here, whatever. Like, what is your beliefs or whatever? Well, Xenu told me that we should love all our brothers and sisters and stuff. I just visited, a matter of fact. Just got back from Hawaii, and he's still doing his thing in that volcano, living it up and shit. Who do you guys believe in? They tell you, like, we're a Christian family.
Xenu chilling in the volcano.
Just chilling, yeah. I waved at him. I was like, hey, what's up, Xenu? Hey.
Oh, that's fantastic.
You know, I watched the old episode of Pokemon or whatever. It was when Ash was getting one of his badges in a volcano, funny enough, and his Charizard had to fight that Magmar. I thought I saw Xenu in that volcano, dude. I said, wait a minute. Hold up. I was like, hold up now. Wait a minute. I freeze framed it, replayed it. I said, what was that face in the background right there? Xenu was up live in front watching that Pokemon battle, Cody. He was watching it. He was like,
he was there the entire time.
Oh, yeah. Xenu's been a part of our lives since the beginning of time, Cody.
The puppeteer, if you will.
That'd be funny if In-N-Out hires you based on that, though. You're like, dummy? No, we're here to make money. We don't give a shit about you. Now get out there and cut them goddamn potatoes and shit. Welcome to slavery, bitch. Stand out there in that goddamn 92 degree weather and shit and take them orders forever. Yeah. And listen to them dumbasses asking, you got a chicken sandwich or anything like that? Bitch, there's three fucking things on this menu. Cheese or no cheese?
In the history of In-N-Out's existence, have they ever changed that menu to have fucking chicken items on there? or anything other than the other fucking three items they have on there. I don't think so.
No.
I'm pretty sure it's always been cheeseburger. What else they got? A double double and hamburger.
That's it. That's all you fucking get. Yeah. They ain't got no Oreos. They got this plain ass shakes too. Just vanilla, chocolate, vanilla, strawberry.
Yep.
They ain't got no Oreos. Ain't
no Snickers.
Ain't no M&M's.
No Reese's.
This ain't Foster Freeze, bitch, okay? No. You ain't getting your Foster Freeze.
This ain't Sonic. There.
No, no, no. Ain't no slushes. Nope. You get a Pepsi or a Mr. Pibb. That's it. That's all you getting, okay?
That's it.
Yeah. Iced tea. Bitch, you better take this Dr. Pibb and be happy about this. Same fucking menu, okay? But my sister, when she worked there back in the day, she used to tell me, like, people would ask her for, like, all kinds of crazy shit, whatever. It'd be like, you got a chicken sandwich, and can you put some cheese on it, whatever? Bitch, do that look like it's on the menu. Jesus
Christ.
It's like that time when the Popeye's chicken sandwich came out, and I was trying to fucking get one for the first time, and I went in the store, and the lady was like, yeah, I want three of those chicken sandwiches, but can you take it off the bread? And can you package the bread separately? And the I just looking at her like, yo, the
fuck,
yo, somebody shoot this.
Take it off the bread and package it separately.
I shout out to our fast food workers out there for dealing with jackasses like that.
They do it a lot.
Yeah, because I got to tell you, it made me appreciate them more when I hear these types of stories. Whatever, I'm just like, yeah, you clearly got the patience to deal with ignorance and stupidity, I guess, whatever. And then they get mad at them when they can't fulfill that request and shit. And it's just like, okay. Hey, everybody, welcome to The Last Drop. I'm your Godfather Whiskey. I'm JB.
I am the Godfather of Craft Beer, Cody.
Pour me a little drinky drink here to join
little,
Cody.
Little drink. Little sipper.
I was able to get my hands on something that never really hits California. I finally got my hands on that Siete Leguas single barrel.
Very nice.
Costco had them for, I forgot the price, I think like $69 or some shit like that or whatever. They had the French oak and the Hungarian oak. And I've only seen these motherfuckers drop in Arizona. I've yet to see these hit California yet. So when I was there and I saw those, well, technically I didn't see these. I saw the tag that said they had it. And I asked the guy, and he was like, yeah, I think I saw like two sitting in a basket in the back. I'm going to go get them. So he had them sitting in the basket. I grabbed one. I was going to take both, but he told me his birthday. He's like, should I try it? I was like, yeah, go ahead and get that for yourself then, my dog. I'm not a greedy hoarder like some people are, because I heard why they sold out so fast is because some jackass bought three cases of it and shit. And I was just like, okay, you know, you don't need that many, dude. Like, come on.
That's a lot.
that's excessive. Like, come on.
Yeah.
Yeah, we know what he's going to do with those. He's going to resell those motherfuckers.
He's going to flip them. Yeah, of course.
Yeah, exactly. Like a jackass or whatever. Me, I believe that everyone should get a hold of this nectar of the gods, get a little sweet taste of that liquid or whatever and stuff. And when my man said he wanted some, he did me a solid by going in the back to get it. So I said, dude, you go ahead and get you a solid and hold that right there. So yeah, I've only seen these drop in Arizona and Vegas. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen these hit California at all. Even my buddy gets all the tequila. He was ordering them from Arizona, if I'm not mistaken. So, but good brand and good quality, whatever. And that bottle is beautiful as shit, even better than their original bottle there or whatever. But another side note, too, speaking of tequila real quick before we get into and speaking of Arizona, funny enough, there is a agave festival because I guess they're not really calling it tequila anymore these days. They call it agave spirits now. I don't know if Cody's caught this in the recent terms or whatever and stuff, because
I have not actually.
Yeah, it's been going on for a few months now, whatever, and I just keep forgetting to bring it up, to be honest.
Agave spirits.
Because they're not really using they're not really keeping up with the portions of the ingredients of what's to make a tequila, and plus they're just trying to get past the Mexico market, if you will, of like what qualifies as a tequila, kind of like how cognac, armagnacs, and brandies are and shit. Like, if you use this certain amount, then you're considered,
or kind of like American whiskey and bourbon.
There you go, that too as well. Yep, or Scotch and Japanese, all that stuff, whatever stuff. Almost every spirit does it, right? So, I forgot the name of the brand. It has the horse on it, Caborillo, I believe it's called. They had that high proof that just released. That shit is high as fuck too. I tasted it too. It doesn't taste that high. I think it's like 60 proof or some shit like that or whatever.
Okay.
I think it's higher. It might be 65, 68, somewhere around there. I just remember
that's a nice percentage, man. That's pretty high.
But they don't qualify it as a tequila. It's just called an agave spirit. But you still get some of that agave essence in it or whatever. So you'll see a lot of that going around nowadays, especially for this year. I think that's how they're just getting past a lot of the bullshit laws that are in place and stuff like that, mm-hmm. by not calling it tequila. So, But anyway, Arizona, speaking of Arizona, on April 3rd of 2026, between 6 p.m. and 9:30 p.m., the Arizona Arte Agave Tequila and Mezcal Festival shall be happening. And yours truly has a promo code for you to get 10% off.
Very nice.
On a regular thing or whatever, because they hit me up, whatever, and said that. It is at the Clayton House, by the way, in Scottsdale, Arizona. That is arteagave.com. You can go to their website. They always have this festival every year. It's one of their big ones out there in Arizona. They already got like 35 brands, I think, repping right now. Obviously, our favorite, Lost Laura, will be there because Lost Laura is California, Arizona, and Chicago based for the most part or whatever, as far as their releases go. So they'll be there. The promo code, though, is JB. It's as simple as that. Just J and B. I didn't come up with the code. They did themselves, whatever. So just, and it's as simple as if you fuck that up, then Jesus Christ, we need to have a conversation about your, about everything, actually, to be honest. I don't know what's going on in life, but let's talk about it. Uncle JB and possibly Cody, he don't really give a fuck about your thoughts, but yeah, we're possibly here to listen to you. And
yeah, we'll see.
Yeah.
Ask me the day of.
I'm going to be a Noah that day of, man. So it's either now. It's either now or now. And obviously, this ain't a replay back because we're not live. So, so by the time you listen to this, I don't want to hear that shit. But that is arteagave.com. I'll be sure to probably put that on my social media soon, mm-hmm. to get your 10% off. I think the tickets are like $70 or something like that. So you get 10% off. I think it came around like $60 or whatever. It takes $10 mm-hmm. off, something like that. Early bird pricing is going on still for 11 days, 19 hours, 34 minutes, and 32 minutes now. Okay, so yeah, there you go. And the VIP is $105. But you know how me and Cody feel about VIP these days.
It's pointless.
Yeah. Completely. And then the regular early bird is $82. So yeah, I think it would drop down to $70 then. So yeah, that's where I got the 70 range from. So yeah, with that 10% code. So yeah, if you're in the Arizona area or just feel like making a drive up, which I think is like a 4-hour drive, like a Vegas drive basically from California, go ahead and use that promo code JB at Arte Agave. And maybe I'll make a pop up there. I will not be fucking driving. I don't do that. So I don't do that at all. I don't like driving.
That's a good amount of driving. Four hours.
I don't do.
Yeah, I've done that before. It's Vegas, basically, like 3-4 hours, give or take.
I don't do desert driving. I don't. I don't want to see Barstown and Barstow and.
Yeah, and, shit. Actually, we took that drive not too long ago. We went up to the my girl's mother's house in Santa Fe. We drove through Arizona, just nothing, barren.
Fuck that. I ain't making that drive. Fuck that.
That's kind of like the halfway point. So
yeah, fuck that. No. Yeah. Halfway point, midway point, all the way point. Yeah, ain't no point here. Yeah. No point in this motherfucker. Yeah. Yeah. So no, hell no. I didn't see enough dirt in my life.
Where's that point? No. Not here.
Not here. Shit. Not a goddamn point. That's what that point is. So yeah. Yeah, so Arte Agave, A-R-T-E, mm-hmm. agave.com, one of their big tequila fests. The first one of the year, it looks like. Oh, it's April, so you got some time, people. I will be probably saying that every week, and then probably next day posting it on my social medias to
got time.
To figure that out if people want to go. So JB promo code, go ahead and see, hit it. Cody, it is Craft Beer Week here on mm-hmm. the last drop.
That it is.
The first Craft Beer Week of the last drop of the year, because we were drinking it dry last month. We were drinking it dry. That just sounded like, you know, no homo, by the way. I just want to put that out there. Yeah. I mean, not that I have a problem drinking it dry. I mean, shit, I don't give a shit. Wet, dry, it don't matter to me. You know what I'm saying? Shoot, when I go in, I go in, you know? I go in. So. What the hell was that? That just, ooh. A nice little tingle there, a little tingling sensation there. Oh, man. By the time you hear this, your Super Bowl champs will be announced. And it's the Seahawks. What an incredible game they had or whatever and stuff. And we're glad they won here. So, you know.
Yeah, Seahawks are going to win.
Oh, no, they already won.
They won.
Yeah, we watched the game a few hours ago. It's over. Yeah. They won. So, yeah.
Yep. I think. I'm pretty sure it's Seahawks. Yeah.
Yeah, wait.
That's my pick.
Who did Drake bet on? Let me see. Oh, yeah. Bet on the opposite, people. Bet on the opposite. Yeah, he got the Patriots. So that yeah. Matter of fact, shit, I don't have $1 million. I might put $1 million down on a
fuck it.
That motherfucker is terrible at betting, by the way. I think he just does it for fucks and giggles now, to be honest, whatever shit.
He has a lot of fuck you money, so.
But yeah, that's true. I'm starting to think he's betting on teams he knows and stuff he knows. He doesn't.
I don't think he cares. I think he's in on the joke at this point. Just like,
I think so. It has to be. It really just has to be part of the joke. And if it makes you feel any better, Drake. Nobody invited your ass anyway. So, I mean, shit, you know, the Bay Area don't like you. I don't have to tell you. California don't like you, realistically. So, I mean, shit, you don't need to come. Watch from the sidelines, bitch. His fucking voice annoys the shit out of me. What are you sipping on over there, Mr. Cody? Mr. Cody Williams.
Alrighty, so we're revisiting a brewery I am quite fond of. I had a couple of their brews last year. I think I reviewed maybe one or two on this show. I know I've done at least one of their beers last year. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like later last year. It was like around, I think it was my birthday month, October, if I'm not mistaken. This is Highland Park Brewery's Toasted Pills.
That's a cool label.
Yeah, it's cool, right?
I like that label. Man, cool, I wish I would have came up with that because I'd have stole it.
Nice, clean.
Yeah.
I like the color. I like the artwork on it. Very nice. I like the colors.
I had a seltzer yesterday. I actually enjoyed too, by the way.
Really? Oh, okay. I could talk more about that later. I'm curious about that.
Granted, though, it was a hibernation of a lot of other shit. You'll like the place too because it's a beer spot. You've probably been there too. Green Cheek Beer Company.
Oh yeah, Green Cheek. Yeah. I've been there.
They have a lemonade lavender seltzer.
It's good.
It's actually pretty solid.
Oh, wow. Pretty first solid. Time everything, I guess. Okay.
Yeah, like the lavender really takes that seltzery taste out of it. So you don't taste that that bitterness on the background or whatever.
And it's interesting, too, that a legit craft brewery, not like some big micro fucking, like a legit craft brewery actually dived into the seltzer game.
Mm-hmm.
So that's encouraging.
I went to the new one they opened up about a year ago in Costa Mesa.
I forgot they had. That's right. I totally forgot about that.
Don't go to that. I mean, it's nice enough, but the parking is fucking terrible right now. Oh, it is horrible.
I would take the Amtrak anyway when I go to OC.
It is terrible as fuck right there. Right? Yeah, I mean, granted, I found parking right away or whatever, but it is like horrible like right there. But there is a nice cigar lounge right over there across the street from it.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah, okay. If you need a Cohiba.
Hey, we got to hit up. It's been a while, man.
It's been a minute. Yeah.
It's been a minute.
I got this Cohiba Rubicon for $11, dude.
No shit.
Yeah, and they had the Weller foolproof ones for $35.
Okay. Oh, really?
Yeah, I only went in because I was looking for the 107 one. Yeah, $35, and they had a full case.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Man, dude, you know, OC, they always have these little spots. They're all spread out, but they always have these little spots.
Yeah. Like, L.A. is spread out, but OC is even, like, worse.
Yeah.
Exactly. OC is, like, really worse. But I think we've come to learn, though, especially on this show, OC is probably better when it comes to liquor and cigars and shit like that.
Yeah, I would say so.
Yeah, like, they shops and stuff like that. You'll find, like, hidden gems.
Shit,
like,
even beer.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, Anaheim. It's just OC is OC has like a lot more like shit you'd enjoy. Unfortunately, it's too fucking.
No, yeah, you're actually right about that.
But like the scene of the last drop or whatever. Everything OC does better. Like that cigar place was clean too. It was like really smooth. Whatever. Check shit. They had some bangers in there, dude. What was that 2-year one that we smoked?
Fuck. What was the name of it?
I always forget the name of it. RF. Yeah. I know the initials or whatever. They had a whole shelf of them, but different years.
Oh.
Year of the Snake one. I was looking for a Year of the Dragon or whatever and shit, because I'm a dragon. They had the Year of the Snake one there. It was a solid little spot right across the street from Green Cheek over there. Shit. So, yeah. Okay. It's a good little spot over there. It was a little smoke. What is it? Where you get your vapes and shit like that, whatever. But a cigar selection was cigar? Legit in there. Okay. Yeah. Like I said, I got that Rubicon for $11. I couldn't pass that up. So
hell no, $11.
Yeah. So smoke lounges and drinking people, if you're in California, Orange County, you'll find.
Oh, see, yeah.
And I think you'll find a random one too, and you'll enjoy it.
Mm-hmm. No, that's factual.
I mean, shit, besides K&L, we do all of our liquor shopping usually in OC, to be honest.
OC, yeah. Yeah. I didn't think about that, but yeah.
It's true, man. Yeah. It's very fucking true, yeah. Mm. Mm. That's actually really fucking good, by the way.
That doesn't, the Cynthia Leguas?
Yeah, that doesn't taste like a French oak barrel. It tastes tastes way different than a French oak barrel. Like, I wouldn't give it a last drop or anything like that, but not that I'm reviewing it or anything like that, but like, it's got a little uniqueness to it. That French oak doesn't taste like a typical French oak barrel.
Hmm. Okay.
It's dry, but in a positive way.
All right. Look, something a little new, a little different. We like
that. Yeah. We like a little, you know, difference there.
Yeah. Especially if it's good.
Yeah, there is that. Yeah, you better be fucking good, because
most importantly.
Yeah, you think we'll have a Dobell this year?
Fuck no.
You think we'll have something close to a Dobell this year?
Yeah, it's possible, definitely possible. Because you know, there's a lot of like tequila brands I wanted to try that I never tried before, and it might be another Dobell within that, you know, flock. So it's definitely possible.
Man, people, send us some brands out there to try, because I went to, after I left Green Cheek, I drove over to High Proof. I didn't know what I wanted. I'm not going to lie. I didn't need anything or wanted anything. I just wanted to look. I didn't know what to get. I actually left empty-handed. That was the first time I ever made that fucking drive over there and just left empty-handed, because I was just like, I didn't want to buy something of the same brand that I'm used to buying. I wanted to try something different and didn't know what to get. Didn't know what to get at all, so.
Yeah, and I was just thinking, too, you know why there's going to be another Dobell? I'm, like, almost 100% sure about that.
Mm.
Because have you heard anybody other than us speak ill of Dobell?
No.
Exactly.
No. And you know they just came out with that Tijuana.
Mm-hmm.
I saw it at High Proof, too, by the way. I was sitting there, and I was just like.
You just keep on sitting there.
I can tell the camera was probably staring right at me, because I was looking, if I knock this shit off the shelf. In trouble or whatever, because they only had two bottles of that shit right there. Oh, you know what? I'll give a shout out to a LA store, Remedy Liquor. Shout out to Remedy.
Yes, sir.
I got a nice little deal yesterday. I got the El Tesoro barrel pick of theirs, their Reposado, and their Basil Hayden El Mundenso, I believe it's called. That lineup that they call it. I got that for $105 or whatever, which I just want to say, to shit on them one more time before Cody gives his review real quick. Cascanes just released their Añejo Rosé. That shit's $139 on their website. So I literally got two bottles cheaper than that new Cascanes.
The trend continues.
I just want to put that out here now.
Shout out Cascanes.
Because it popped up on my Instagram feed and I clicked on it. I was like, oh, I didn't know the Rosé Cascanes was coming out right now or whatever, right? That guy didn't tell me that shit when I talked to him. And I literally clicked on it and went to the price. That shit said $139. I was just like, yeah, man, you can keep that motherfucker. I was like,
now watch by this time next week. That shit gets slashed to $105.99, some shit like that. Because they're listening. Listening.
If that's the case, I might as well just spend the extra $30 and get the extra Añejo in, right?
Yeah, that's true. I forgot. Yeah, it's right there. Yeah.
Why would I do that?
Yeah. You know, extra nail is gonna be better too. So, most likely.
No, it will. Guaranteed. How many Añejos you know better than the extra Añejo?
None.
Yeah.
Zero.
God damn! You want to think about that first?
Oh, I thought about it. It processed.
Thought has been processed already. Yep. Yeah, Jarvis run that
quick
shit.
Quick ass process, but it processed.
Jarvis gave him a statistical fact of a 1% chance or whatever. If they take it, you got to take it then. You know? I'm sorry, not Jarvis, Bruce. Bruce Wayne. Yes. it's a Bruce Wayne.
I mean, a smart ass Bruce Wayne in that movie.
That's a Bruce Wayne mask. Yes. Jarvis actually comes up with stats that actually work. makes sense.
No. He actually makes sense. Yeah, I'm about to say he actually makes sense.
Yeah. Like when he analyzed Cap's fighting patterns in Civil War, you know, that makes sense.
Yeah, that BVS Batman. I don't know what the fuck he was doing in there. He sure as hell didn't make sense, though.
You didn't like that math, Cody? What the hell? Oh, you need to step your math game up there, sir.
That brother needs help. That's all I'm going to say.
He would analyze that promo code JB and be like, oh, what the hell? Hold on.
Actually, yeah, that bet, I believe he would do some shit like that. You're trying to make something out of nothing? Like, hey, wait a minute.
He'd have a dream about Cody talking about, you dumbass, it's just two letters.
Like that dude is psychopathic and not in a daring way that Batman's supposed to be, though. Like, he just, like, off-puttingly psychopathic.
He looked like he was watching Wonder Woman change outfits in the bathroom.
Yeah. Probably.
Yeah, he looked like he was off his rocker as well. That black man reminds me of someone that would fuck Batgirl on a rooftop.
Oh, I can totally see that. Oh, yeah, he totally would. Yeah, he would. Oh,
he wouldn't even hesitate. Yeah.
No.
He wouldn't even hesitate. He wouldn't even think about it. And Dick Grayson watching from afar, he'd look at Dick and smile.
Mm, yep, while he's, yep, exactly. Yeah, in the middle of the act.
Yeah, he's like, you the dick now. Yeah. But yeah, it was 139, Cody. So will you be purchasing this Rosa? And I'll tell you, 105, I can fucks with that price.
Yeah, I'll do that. Yeah, I'll consider it. Yeah,
the Nahos usually run. I mean, you get a cheaper Naho for like $70 occasionally, whatever. But like most of the Nahos run between,
yeah, like the higher end, yeah, upper echelon of Naho.
I'd pay 105 for that. Fuck yeah, easily. Especially if it tastes like they're regular in Nahel, but like with some Rosa wine influence on it. It's like, ooh.
I'll rock with that.
The regular Nahel is already sweet. Has that little sweet profile to it or whatever. Add that Rosa wine barrel profile to it. Oh, man. Mm-hmm. That sounds like mind-blowing.
Yeah, hell yeah. I'm down with that.
We talk shit, too, about Hovens as well. I changed my opinion now because... the Tequila Cabal is releasing one that's beautiful as a campus. You know what?
We gotta be fair though. gotta see how it tastes.
Oh, I know I'll be fair, but I don't give a fuck about fairness right now. That bottle is beautiful.
That bottle's gorgeous.
That bottle is gorgeous in the motherfucker.
Yeah, that's worth the purchase just for the bottle.
I think we said last week I would never purchase one of them motherfuckers. Well, my opinion just changed now, whatever. So yeah, I will be purchasing that motherfucker because that motherfucker is beautiful as shit.
Drew's still on the juice itself, but that goddamn bottle, man. Wow.
Holy shit, dude, that thing is pretty. And shout out to the Only Mix for it was his brother's wedding.
I saw that.
He purchased a barrel of Tequila Cabal and bottled it for his brother's wedding with the initials on the bottle. That shit is perfect. Perfect condition, by the way. It just looked beautiful. I want to know. I know these barrels are probably expensive as shit, especially I heard Cabals or whatever. I'd love to buy one of those. I don't know what the fuck I would do with all of them, but you know. Just like a sell them, to be honest. But you're not gonna get your money back unless you increase the shit out of it. But it would definitely be like a I just want it for the fuck of it now. But I would want my bottle to be black and gold too.
That'd be dope.
Yeah, give me that
gold Power Ranger.
Yeah, give me that gold Power Ranger. That gold Ranger power, Cody. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes, sir. I want them lines on it, too, the little helmet.
Mm-hmm. Goddamn right.
That's actually what it'd be called, too. It wouldn't be called the last drop of this. No, it's going to be called that gold Ranger.
Gold Ranger power.
That gold Ranger power.
Yeah,
we're going to die on that hill, people.
Hell yeah.
Oh, shit. I want his face mask on the back of that bottle, too. Damn, that
timeless. That design, telling you.
Damn, that looked good. Yeah, that looked good. All right, Cody. What's your thoughts on that? You let it sit for a little while. You've been sipping on it for a little while.
I have been. Well, right off the bat, so this is as I was saying earlier, this is a Czech style pilsner, which is pretty known for, you know, its bready maltiness, not too hoppy, light amount of bitterness. Medium mouthfeel, lower on the carbonation side. This one in particular, however, While it does hit all those notes, what it's also giving me, and I should probably expect this from this brewery because it is a West Coast brewery, and they do specialize in West Coast IPAs. It's not an IPA. However, the bitterness character on this is dialed up quite a bit for the style. Now, if you're looking for something traditional, this is not really that. Which I for me personally, I don't mind that. If you're looking for something traditional, this is not that. There's a lot of hop character to this. There's a good amount of bitterness to this. Me, for myself personally, for my taste, I fucking love that. Give me all the hop bitterness, give me all that, and combined with the classic, you know, Czech filter notes, I'm in heaven right now.
Do you like it because it's different?
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. 100%. I do like the style, like the base style. Like, I love a good, solid, traditional Czech style pilsner. I'll drink that any day of the week. This right here, however, you know, I'm a hop head. I love big, in-your-face, bold hops, that big, huge bitterness backbone. This is giving me that, so this is giving me more than what I would expect in a beer of this variety, which I'd give extra kudos for. Because while it is, you know, still, it is very complex, whilst at the same time, it's also balanced with those classic Czech Pilsner notes. You can say it's unbalanced because the bitterness does come in heavy-handed, but like I was saying, for me, that works at the beer's favor. That kind of pushed it over the edge for me.
It's an extra Añejo Pilsner.
Exactly.
It got a little extra to it. Right?
The extra zing.
Yeah, it's the extra Pilsner. Yeah. I'd always give two something different. I mean, I gotta give something two different. Unless you just like god awful, taste like shit, even if you're trying to be different, it's like, man, yeah. But yeah. Whenever you try something different, I can give you an extra point for that.
Yeah.
Especially if the price point is right.
Right. Yeah. I got this can too. It's like $6 for this can. I got about like a mixed four pack.
That's pretty cheap.
Six bucks.
Wait, six pack for a four pack?
No, basically, yeah. All the cans were like $6.
Each, oh, okay.
Give or take. Yeah, I bought like a little mixed four pack of different like breweries and stuff. That was one of them.
Pretty nice size can.
But yeah, 16 ounces, $6. I'm getting like a prominent green tea kind of flavor on it too now in the middle of the palate, which is nice.
That's funny because that's what I had on my scotch last week.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, nice. I had like a green tea flavor on there. We're going to do green tea month drinks all year.
Green
all
tea month.
It's all green tea flavor.
All green. Yeah. I don't fuck with that, actually.
Yeah. So if you got a green tea note or whatever, and you want to share with the last drop, then you bring that ad boy over here. Tequila week is green tea agave week.
Green tea agave. Yeah. That sounds fire as fuck.
Actually, I think there is. Sign me up. I think green tea is a flavor note in some tea, tequila. So, yeah, that wouldn't be that hard to do.
Sign me up. Get a little bit of a honey, too. Middle of the palate, not too prominent.
Like can't have green tea without a little bit of honey, baby.
Sweet burst.
Gotta have that honey, baby.
Yeah, man, this is really good too. It's relatively fresh for a Pilsner. Can January 5th of this month, or sorry, this year rather. So it's a little over a month old.
It's kind of hot outside today too. So
yeah, actually, it's actually pretty
really
warm out.
Fucking hot,
it's
like 80 degrees,
yeah, which is hot as fuck out here.
Crazy because it was yesterday. It was kind of windy as shit. So I was like, I don't know what happened here, but yeah. So is it refreshing for the heat then?
It actually is. Yeah, this is a perfect beer for this weather we have right now. That finish, man. That I'm just getting a lot of that bitterness and that green tea. Getting a lot of the finish. It just lingers. Mm-hmm. I've never really gotten that much prominence on the green tea note in a Pilsner, actually. That's kind of also something different is doing. Man, I'm really appreciating this bit more and drinking, man.
So when you got a sore throat, you giving that beer up?
Yeah, there you go. Green tea and the honey.
Cody, I have some green tea. No, I got you green tea.
There you go, right here. Get that toast of pills, baby. Exactly. Shut the fuck up and drink this shit. Don't ask questions, goddamn it.
You said you wanted green tea, goddamn it. I brought you green tea. Can't you read? Does it say green tea on that can anywhere, too, by the way?
Actually, no.
Nope. Damn. Because I could lie and be like, bitch, don't it say green tea on the can?
There are no taste notes on this can. Nope.
Like, don't it tell you it say green tea on there? Yeah. Shit. Drink it, then.
Damn. I don't have any real faults with this beer, man. This is kind of perfect. It's giving me everything I expected and a little more. when it comes to this style. What I shouldn't expect is anything less than stellar from this brewery. I mean, Highland Park Brewery, they knocked out the fucking park every goddamn time, man. They're like, I think they're neck and neck with El Segundo, actually, as far as like LA breweries. Because holy shit, they kill it every fucking time, man. Everything I buy from them, just hitters.
Yeah, everything you bought from them so far, you said last drop, so.
Yeah, and this is no different, man. This is also getting a last drop. I think this is an expertly crafted beer, man. While nailing the style, they're also amplifying the style, in my estimation, by giving it some of that West Coast flavor with those big, bitter, hoppy notes, man. And I just love that. And especially, too, and they bring that green tea flavor note, too, which is very different, in my estimation, for a Pilsner. And it lingers, which also gives it extra kudos, man. This is a pretty special fucking beer. I think it's well worthy of a last drop.
That's how you keep beer from going boring.
Exactly.
Do some shit like that. Experiment. Mm-hmm. I know a lot of people in the, I'm pretty sure in the same beer community, too. They probably hate that drink, by the way.
probably.
A lot of spirit or alcohol drinkers in general, they don't like when you do... Like, I don't think the Rosa has hit in tequila. I don't think the barrel age stuff has really hit in tequila, too. A lot of people don't like their tequila tasting like another spirit and shit. Like, I hear that so much now, by the way. They like their tequila pure essence, agave and everything, whatever stuff. So, same with whiskey. You know, a lot of people that don't like finished whiskey. They don't like it finished in Bordeaux wine cask or anything like that, whatever. They just like the straight bourbon, whatever. I probably assume the same thing with the beer and shit. You don't hear too much about it being barrel influenced because it's already kind of somewhat barrel with the Bourbon County stuff, whatever. But like something like that, I could definitely some people complaining about that's not how my traditional Pilsner is supposed to taste.
Right.
People don't like changes or advancements or whatever. From us, we drink weekly. And I'm just only counting about 7 years for this show alone or whatever and shit. But 7 years drinking weekly, I need a little something different. Need a little something.
Got new. You, man. You had to push it up. Got to.
Yeah, or unless we just going to be talking about the same fucking drink over and over and over again. So I appreciate the essence of the Pilsner being updated there or whatever. I appreciate the essence of tequila doing barrel age stuff and other age stuff. I appreciate all alcohol doing that except for Waka. I don't give a fuck what y'all do. There's nothing you can do to fix that.
There's really nothing they can do. No. Vodka is just like the most basic. It's like one of the most basic drinks. And sometimes it could be a good thing, but it's literally one of the most basic things out there, drinks out there.
I mean, I got a paper cut the other day. I mean, I could pour it on that. I mean, that's about it. I mean, I don't think my body would react to it well. I think my body would be like, whoa, what the fuck? I think that would have got infected had I poured vodka on that little cut. So
probably.
I don't think my body would have taken that too kindly, so it's probably best that didn't happen. But some people drink it, though.
Some people do.
I don't know why. Well, people, we're done now. We're going to get out of here. Next week is Tequila Week here on The Last Drop. And then after that, it'll be our mix and match. And then that month will lead us into El Tesoro month.
That's right.
Three bottles
just
down
on the horizon.
Yeah. I'm damn near. Yeah, I think I got all mine. I just need one more then, basically. So yeah, three bottles down. Shit, baby.
You're in business, sir.
That Remedy Liquor came through with that little bundle deal right there, baby. Shoot, that sweep right there. So, but anyway, like that. With that said, we're gonna get out of here. I am your Godfather Whiskey. I'm JB.
I am the Godfather of Craft Beer, Cody.
And like we always say, livers will never be the same,
and glasses will never be dry.